And David Guetta, On My Love on Capital Breakfast. Morning, it's Jordan, Chris and Sean. Just to let you know, you're going to need your waterproof today. It's persisting it down outside.
It is. Like, I felt quite smug this morning because I remembered to bring a rain mac. Because sometimes when you get up and do early, like early shifts and stuff, you're so confused about where the day is going to take you that you don't really know whether to bring a coat. Like last week, I didn't bring a coat because every time it got to midday, I was sweating, even though it was freezing in the morning. And then today I brought my mac and I hope that it's going to dry later.
It's raincoat weather, that's what we're saying.
We've all got our macs today. We've all got our water. I seen you doing that little run into work this morning, Chris.
I did a little rain run past Jordan, tried to give him a nod, just threw a hand out. I was like, right, mate. Jordan has to wait outside work until everyone's in.
Oh, he's the guardian of the door. Yeah, he's
I'm quitting. I'm cutting down. I am.
Well, do you want a bit of science? Because I always think in this country we do obsess, don't we, about the weather? Well, in the whole of the UK, to be fair. And this is when we start really trying to get into the science of avoiding rain. Like, what do you think is the best way to dodge the rain? Like, Chris, you did a little run.
I've always wondered this because I heard somewhere if you run, you get more wet.
No.
So you should just walk.
But then you're getting through the rain quicker, surely. What do you think, Jordan?
I think it all depends on the rain. If it's that fine rain that wets you through, then you've no chance. You can't get away from that. If it's a sideways rain, you kind of turn away from it.
You turn away from it.
Yeah.
So you're actually avoiding it, literally, like dodging it with your shoulder.
It all depends on the actual rain it is.
Yeah. Do you know what? I haven't looked into the type of rain, because I think you're right, there are different types of rain.
There is.
But get this, right? Let's talk about distance, and let's say you're just going from the house to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 10 metres is a distance or something like that, right? Unless you've got a long drive. You're doing well for yourself. So if you run from the house to the car, scientists say you will get more wet than if you did like a sort of, like in horror films, you know, like the serial killer walk. If you just did a really slow walk.
I just don't understand how that works. I've heard this before. I don't believe you.
It's about surface area, Chris, because apparently, say if you're walking, in theory, it's only going to hit sort of top of your head and maybe back. But if you run, you're going to get smashed in the face with the rain as well. And it's going to hit the front. So you get more wet all over.
Amazing. So if you're listening right now, you're in the car and you're about to get out to dash into work, or maybe you're leaving the house to go to the car, just walk like a bit of a...
Walk quick, as slow as you can.
Walk as slow as you can.
Walk like Michael Myers in Halloween, basically. That's what we're saying. Do you know what I mean? That's nice, slow.
It runs just a quicker walk. And what's the difference?
No, because you're getting smashed in the face by the sideways bit of rain.
Yeah, I think that's really good.